Welcome to episode 8 of BPR 6. This is Jack.
It's a... And Betty. And Duncan.
But no Andy.
But no Andy.
You see, what happened was that he's just not here again. I'm here.
And we've all been drinking.
Yeah, pretty much it.
We've been drinking cookie dough. Yes. We'll let you figure that out.
Yeah. I'll let you ponder on say it's really good.
We'll let you ponder
on that one a while.
Ponder my little chicoleros.
What the hell's a chicolero?
Is that a word?
No. He makes it up as he goes.
I heard it in Miami. Right before he got shot.
Are you trying to sound Mexican now?
See?
There you go, Betty. Ruining it for everybody. No? All right, let's go ahead and record our 23rd intro.
I like this one. Let's just keep going.
Okay, fair enough. Let's keep going.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to what we've been doing since the last podcast. Let's start with Seth.
Painting. That's what I did. The end.
That doesn't help.
What did you paint?
Everything? Finished up everything from all to all. So it was 2 Raiders, 3 Ravagers, a unit of Witches. I think that was it. I think I had everything else painted since the last podcast. And working on Dark Angels for narrative tournament at Adeptcon.
Ready?
How much Tokyo?
Yeah, Betty didn't do anything.
I did some things.
Betty painted a model.
I painted
three.
Rhino.
Three.
And I assembled a 4th one. Wait, no.
5, 6, 7.
10!
Woo!
We're very, very proud of Benny.
Jack?
Hey, they look good, thank you. And I motivated Jack to highlight his bolters.
I hate you, Benny. I hope you die. I hope you die. I hope you burn when you die.
It's just a few
I hope you burn when you die. Okay. Well, I haven't been here for the opening of last week, so...
Were you here at all last week? Or the last time?
No.
Yes, yes, you was.
I got halfway through.
Okay.
Buffett. Fence
oh, yeah,
left.
That's right.
Fence to right.
Yeah.
Fence all around.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Just the fact that Jack was here last time, I'm amazed.
See here. Longfang Squad is painted. Just need to be dipped and highlighted once I dip it. One squad is done. The other 2 squads are at 50% being done. Rhinos, aside from being dipped, are done. Need to be dipped and highlighted. My bases are in. My Dozer Blades are finally came in, but one of them was broken, so I'm getting a new one.
Is this the one that is going to be sometime between March 6th and April 6th?
Yeah.
So when's your replacement going to be in?
Let's not get involved.
So you're going to be shorter Dozer Blade? Probably.
Probably, yes.
Okay.
You know what? I actually had like a list of stuff done, so forget all y'all guys. How about that? I got together my Land Raider. I got together my... This is the episode, apparently, of everybody just being stupid. I got the True Scale Space Marines from Chapter House in.
Did you bring those? Did you bring those with you?
I did not bring them with me.
Are they cool?
They're cool, yeah, they're cool, and they're huge.
How large are they compared to a regular Marine?
Probably about 20-30% taller than a regular Marine.
How big are they?
He already said 20-30% larger than normal Space Marine. There you go.
You are about a beat behind. No more cookie dough for you. No more cookie dough for you. You still have some cookie dough.
Oh, good. Thank God. Where is it?
What else have you done?
It is in my truck.
Oh.
I put a new wheelhouse bearing in my truck.
That's good. From the...
So as you paint it off, too.
Was going down, almost dying.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on Mike.
That's fair. I blame lots of
people. Yeah, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I got a bunch of like random miscellaneous stuff put together that I just want to do. So,
well, Duncan's like, also done a lot. What have you done, Duncan?
Duncan's done.
Okay. Let's see here. I ordered 6 Rhino top hatches. That's all.
Okay. What kind of top hatches?
6 top hatches for the Iron Warrior Rhinos. I got those from Custom Minis, which are awesome. And I can't wait for them to get here. They match perfectly with the shoulder pads that I've got a whole boatload of. I went from having 4 fully assembled squads with paint on them to having... I now have 6 10-man squads assembled. painted, based, dipped, complete. I now have 15 missile launchers, painted, based, assembled, dipped, complete. Three sergeants for those squads. Three more sergeants that, because I was unhappy with how the sergeants turned out, I've built them. I have converted six Combi Melta Power Fist sergeants for the squads that go with the other sergeants I already had.
I like so, how you did those, but poor Melta guns.
Yeah, yeah, I really do actually feel bad about chopping six Melta guns in half. Especially since, you know, I needed them elsewhere, but I needed to get it done. I've built three of my Warsmiths. I got two of them painted and complete. I've got one Warsmith half painted. I've got two of my targeting servitors painted. I've got three Last Blast Razorback turrets completed.
How do you do your Last Blast?
Well, since I had six plastic plasma guns, I just took them, cut the back end off, and glued them onto a cut-down heavy bolter, and stuck that side-by-side with a Last Cannon turret. So, and then I hid it inside the...
It looks really good.
Yeah. You want to see one?
Yeah,
sure. All right, I won't show anybody who's listening one, but, you know, that's fine. I got that done. All in all, I had everything ready for my Maul in the Maul army that I was going to take to Maul in the Maul.
Going to?
I was going to take to Maul in the Maul, and then I didn't go. Because I had to work until 4 in the morning, and I did not fancy a 4.5-hour drive down there after working almost 16 hours and then get no sleep.
But you could have seen the sinkhole.
I could have seen the sinkhole. I probably would not have, you know, been able to stop at the sinkhole. I probably would have jumped it, which would have been bad for my truck.
It was fun to see, though.
I bet it was.
I say you just go along, highway, 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 nothing, 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 highway, highway.
See? Yeah, that would probably be bad.
They're referring to the part of I-75 that has just disappeared on the way.
Into the ground.
I-75 south. Yeah, it's just gone.
Like yeah, it. Kentucky, Tennessee border, all of a sudden there's no highway in play, one spot.
Yeah, that's all I've got done. Which, for me, is a huge thing, because I've never fully painted a whole army before.
I still don't believe he has one.
Not fantasy, not 40K, nothing. Despite playing 40K for nearly 20 years, I never finished an army. And now I have. So I feel proud of myself.
Mike,
you can eat a gigantic bag of poo.
Should we not have given you onions?
No. I don't think. Oh yeah, I did. I rebased my Grey Knights, which I think they look a lot better than what they used to. So that's pretty much all I've done.
Lazy. I'm still trying to understand the whole entire red purifier things.
Well, it's red. I mean, this goes faster. One of Mike's favorite colors.
I know.
They go faster.
Red purifier.
Because red's better to paint than white.
Well, you know, it could have been done with. He could have just painted on each of them on their pauldrons. He could just paint three rhinos. Then they could be themselves the support.
All right. Anybody else have anything that they've done?
I can feel the rage in your eyes.
All right. I guess not.
All right. I think that's all we got.
Are you tired of being out-tactic, out-maneuvered, or just plain outplayed on the miniature battlefield? Are your friends and neighbors constantly referring to you as a total noob? Do you have difficulty telling the difference between high elves and dark elves? Then we've got the podcast for you. It's Noobhammer, the podcast for noobs. With our in-depth discussion of tactics and gamesmanship, we guarantee you'll be an expert in 6 months or less.
Download our episodes via iTunes or check us out on the web at www.noobhammer.com. Find us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed at NoobhammerCast. Or you can email us direct, NoobhammerPodcast@gmail.com.
Note, the producers of Noobhammer Podcast do not actually guarantee nor accept liability for the improvement of its listeners. If 6 months pass and you're still getting defeated, it's nobody's fault but your own.
www.noobhammer.com. So, Maul in the Maul. It's a GT held in Cleveland, Tennessee. As Jack has told us before, it's the originating and home of the... Come on, Jack, say it.
Cleveland Steamer?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, where is it going? I'm so confused.
Yes, yes.
Blame it to Peter.
Yes, blame the mojito.
Cookie dough.
Sure, apparently now we have mojitos in the house. We were originally planning on sending 7 members to the tournament. Unfortunately, because of a death in the family for Jack, work for me, and...
Miscellaneous reasons for the others.
And miscellaneous reasons for Connor, he was unable to go as well. But we still ended up... Actually, we were planning on sending 8 then, I guess. We still ended up sending 14 members down there. Mike, Seth, Betty, and James. Gentlemen, why don't you... Since James isn't here, why don't y'all go ahead and tell us how it went?
As Mike, so... You know, easily hands it over to me because he doesn't want to talk, apparently.
Well, you see, you know why he doesn't want to talk, right?
Oh, we all know why he doesn't want to talk. He's so embarrassed.
Let's do James for him since he's obviously not here.
James saw, came, he saw, and he kicked some butts.
Yeah, he came, he saw, he conquered, and he beat Mike.
I can't give the rundown on all his games, but James ended up coming in first. Oh, here we go. Mike, thank you for the notes. Let's see.
First time we've ever had notes here, ladies and gentlemen. We're very proud. We're not certain what's going to happen. We think the world's going to end.
This podcast is now over.
Thank you, and good night to y'all.
Seriously, it's over. I'm done.
So, James was the overall top winner with 106 points.
Out of a possible how many?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. He won, is what the point was. Ended up getting a $500 gift certificate for product from the store that ran it, which is really nice.
Yeah.
A nice big plaque that had Mall at the Mall on it, which was, again, really nice.
Yeah.
How would you like to have that plaque, Mike?
I think Mike would have liked to have that plaque.
James was playing Space Wolves, and it was a pretty typical Space Wolf list. It was the 3 Longfang squads, bunch of guys and rhinos.
He did have Sky Claws.
And some Sky Claws, yeah.
That was interesting.
His explanation for that was...
It's painted.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I have it done.
Which, honestly, it's a good explanation, as long as it's done.
That's why I took my Templar list, I did.
No, that's fair. That's why I was going to take my Iron Warriors, as they were. But, you know... Oh, well.
Well, I know his first round, he played Necrons and scored 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
His second round, he played... I don't know what he played his second round. But he got 20 out of 22 points, so he still did really well. And his third round, I think
Blood Angels.
It was against Blood Angels? Yep, yeah. Because I remember him saying he was glad he played your Blood Angels. And I think he got 16... Yeah.
He didn't get 16 points
on the last one. And that in combination with his... extremely well painted and converted Space Wolf army, you know, put him way up there at top. In second place, we had Mr. Mike here. Mike, why don't you tell us about your 3 games?
Bah.
Mike's angry because he lost by 2 points to James.
In painting, pretty much.
Yeah, it was the painting score.
So first game I played against...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So first game I played against Black Templars. We went up there that night. First, I have to lay this down. We went up there that night. We had 2 hotel rooms reserved. We only ended up getting 1 hotel room, which is another big thing about tournament prep. Make sure.
I got a question.
Your reservations.
You lost, so it doesn't matter. What's bonus thing points? How did this person get 6 over here?
If a judge thinks something's extraordinary or something, they can add in points to somebody's.
Yeah. Like that Templar player we saw deserved it.
Yeah.
The Andrew...
Honestly, I think
he was...
He got 6 points.
I don't know how he got that, because he was the one that beat me in the last round,
which
I'll talk about, and I don't know how he got extra points.
Okay.
His army had no theme, it was very net list, and the paint was not very good on it. I mean, it was very generic. It was... There wasn't anything extraordinary
about
it.
This is a poor picture, but here's the Templar player I'm talking about. Okay.
We'll post these pictures up online.
That person?
I don't know who it was. I just know it's a Templar player I really liked.
Okay.
But anyway, my first game... Okay, anyway.
Fish, tell us about the hotel room.
So we get the hotel room. We, through crazy circumstances and people calling us at 4 o'clock in the morning, Duncan!
Hey, I was telling you I was getting off work and wasn't coming down there.
I got an hour and a half asleep.
Seth and I didn't do anything.
You all laughed the entire night. I got about an hour and a half of sleep.
Why gotta hold people down because they're jovial?
So I thought that I was gonna go in here and just lose horribly. But anyway, my first match was against Drop Pod Black Templar.
Those Templar.
Really nice guy.
Painted.
Really nice guy. He pretty much first round he dropped in. I ended up getting 21 points out of 22 because his whole army was on my side of the board and ended up destroying it, not making it to the third objective. Second round, I almost had a heart attack and played a, what was it? Eldar? I played Eldar?
Played Eldar,
yeah. He had 9 Wave Serpents. And I guess in my sleepiness, I forgot that your role to place objectives isn't your role to go first. So I placed all the objectives on my side of the board, and he got the role to go first. So he had the secondary objective first turn of the game, because he had 9 Wave Serpents on everything. But I managed to pull that one off. I got 17 points, I think, out of there. And then my last game was against one of the best games I've had in a long time. I was against a guy named Stephen Oakley. We had a ball playing each other. It was just back and forth banter. We were laughing and making fun of each other, and it was just great. He played Dark Eldar, and
I would have made fun of you anyway.
it was pretty good. He put everything in reserve, and that gave me enough time to get across the board. And when he brought his line on, I made my ridiculous amounts of cover saves like I normally do on my rhinos, and I came out and was able to decimate his line first turn. But overall, it was pretty good. What was my scores on everything?
2. You scored 2.
104 overall. when you had to we all had average points and everything else.
Yeah, I got like a 9 at painting.
The theme.
Yeah. All right. Betty, how'd you do?
Am I the only other one here that went?
No, certainly. Rich, you can go ahead.
Oh, I thought you already...
He already did James, so you can go ahead and do yourself.
Oh, right. Let's see. I took my Templars, because, like I said, they were already pretty much done, and I didn't want to paint anything else. First round, I was up against Templars.
Oh, there's a shock.
Yeah, I know.
That was pretty funny, actually.
They stuck 3 of the 4 Templar players on
side by side.
Tables.
Because you played right next to me.
Yep. Let's see. That was table quarters, where only troops could contest or control. I could not kill the last 2 guys of one of his Crusader squads with my 2 Terminators with Power Fists, so we ended up on a draw on that one. Game 2 was the one where, of course, like they said, anything controls.
Wish I'd known.
I played against the guy that had 6 Rhinos and 3 Razorbacks.
What was his army?
Space Wolves.
Okay.
So I pretty much, wherever I touched, I killed, but he just pretty much... Last turn, boom, 12 inches, I'm on. I tied with him on objectives because I was able to actually pull him off an objective because of combat. I had 1 squad that was in with 2 of his squads. He got reduced down to 1 guy, which after that round of combat was over, the guy wasn't in base with any of his squads, so he consolidated into the far squad, and his squad consolidated into mine off the objective. So I pulled him off of that way. But still, we tied on that one because, like I said, last turn, Rhino rush for him. Last game, I was up against a Blood Angel player who had a full Terminator squad and several of his other assault squads, 2 small ones with cheap Razorbacks. I won that match because of a last turn screw-up on his part. I had been locked with one of his assault squads pretty much the entire game with one of my squads.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, his sergeant power fisted the last 2 guys on mine. My power fist whiffed, so his
power fisting.
So his one sergeant lived. His sergeant jumped over, Inferno pistoled one of my rhinos. Rhino blew up, killed the sergeant. I got 200-300 points for that squad, which put me 100 points over him in winning the game.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I was quite happy. He realized that whenever we were calculating up the points, he was swearing up a storm.
Well, can you blame him?
I can't really blame him at all, either.
I'll say, him trying over to get that 50 points and then giving me 200-300. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
So what was your final place? And what was your final score?
Final score total was 73, battle points 34. I've got mediocre painting and everything too. I would have had higher sports, but my last opponent dinged me because I called him on several rules, and apparently he didn't like that.
Oh, so he gimped you.
Yes.
How dare you try that?
Because, I'll give you an example of one of his rulings. He tried to tell me that in order to disembark from a transport, all the models have to have their entire base within 2 inches of an access point.
No.
Which is what I told him. No, the base just has to be partially in it.
Uh-huh.
I even offered to show him in the book the picture where it shows us. I'm like, no. Never mind, no. Okay. I got all indignant about it.
Okay.
Eventually, it just went away. Not an enjoyable game.
Yeah, he didn't look like you were too happy at the end of that game.
I was about to say, he called the judge less than 5 minutes of the first turn to make sure that, yes, I could fire my Vindicator with my Power of the Machine spirit, even though it was ordnance.
What about you, Seth? How'd your games go?
Took my Dark Eldar. First game was against Tyranids, so kind of got lucky. That's my best matchup.
Yeah, that's actually pretty amazing.
I tabled him.
So what, turn two?
On turn two. So I got max points there.
Did he have his stuff in reserve, or did you just go that dog stompy on him?
He had some stuff in reserve. And so it was an all-reserve Tyranid list. And he got most everything the first turn, and I shot all that down, and then he got everything else the second turn, and I killed all that. Second game was against a Shrike and Pedro Vanilla Marine list, and the scenario was Dawn of War.
No night fight.
And so he deployed Shrike and a tactical squad in the center of the table in some terrain, and a scout squad on another objective. They were both on objectives. So I reserved everything, rolled on, well, I seized the initiative, rolled on with everything I had, and killed everything he had on the table first turn. And then he slowly came in piecemeal, and I just destroyed things that came in.
I'd like to point out at this point that after this game, Seth was in first place.
First place, yeah. After two games, I scored max points on both, so I was at the top table, the final round, and played against what I dreaded playing against, a Grey Knight player with four Dak of Dreads, two Storm Ravens, and a bunch of Assassins. And so, the first turn, everything he shot killed a vehicle. And this was a scenario where once things got killed, they came back on the table your next turn. So I was like, okay. He'd already scored like 800 points his first turn of shooting. It's like, there's no way I'm coming back from this. So I roll everything back on that he killed, and I think I took a weapon off a Dreadnought. So it wasn't going good. But by the end of the game, he had scored something like 2,300 victory points, and I had scored 2,200. So he ended up beating me by 100 points.
And what happened last turn, Seth?
My last turn, all I had to do to win the game was to kill any one thing he had on the table. I did not know this at that point, so I focused everything I had on his Storm Raven. Everything in my army was within range. He made cover saves, his flat-out save, on everything I shot at him. That's, oh, wow. There was 20-something lances.
That hurts.
He made his cover save on all of them. So if I had just destroyed that, then I'd have won the game. But I was very impressed with the way I did. I had a lot of fun. Everybody I played was really nice. They were really enjoyable games, so, I mean, I don't mind, pretty much getting destroyed the last game for having a good time.
Oh, yeah, overall, I had a blast. I mean, it was a great tournament.
I'm going to go ahead and ask, what was your favorite moment from the entire thing, out of any of your games? Like, the one moment that stands out in your mind?
I didn't really have one.
Really?
No.
How about an MVP for you, then?
MVP, which unit? There wasn't a game where, except for the last one, because the guy had no troops, he never got it. It has to be the witches. Because they killed his HQ in the third game, which was double points. And in all the other games, each witch unit maxed out their paint tokens.
Your paint tokens?
Paint tokens.
Your bottle caps?
My bottle caps, yeah. They were L.A. bottle caps.
All hail the great Soto L.A. Oh.
Some moon witches. They were awesome.
What about you, Mike? Moment? MVP? Whatchamacallit?
MVP had to be... my DACA dreads.
Gee,
which one, Mike? You had three?
Three.
Have you named them?
There's DAC, the there's Ka, and there's DRA.
I know one of his purifiers is named Red.
Oh, because he's red? How do you distinguish them, then?
No, actually, you know, now that I think about it, I think Crow was my MVP.
Hmm. Why, because you needed the troops?
Yes! And he went in and just... he wiped out an entire squad of Black Templars by himself. I'd say Crow would be my favorite because basically it gave me troops and he did really well.
He killed things.
Killed things like
he
mad.
Was killy,
and he did a really good job of hiding in the last game because you had to kill your opponent's HQ and keep yours alive. I put him in a building that had bolster defensive, put him to ground, and then put a razorback behind him so no one could see him in either direction.
Sneaky devil.
Sneaky. I really like the layout of the tournament. I mean, the scenarios were a little goofy, but they were last year. They're just fun. They're a change of pace. The guys who run it are a lot of fun. And, I mean, the fact that we were on the top three tables was awesome. I mean, this is our probably second or third big event where we've all went together, and I'm pretty happy with it. So, anything else you guys have to add?
Yes, Betty. What was your MVP?
Thank you, Duncan. Screw you, Mike.
I'm trying to cut you short.
I know he is. I feel so unloved. My MVP and my moment are actually connected.
Right, so now that we're done with that.
I hate you so hard right now. MVP, definitely the Marshal.
Yes.
Every game, he killed 3-4 units all on his own. I'd send him off, he'd kill stuff. And the moment...
did he never get power vested?
No. Oh, that's connected with the moment. The last game, him and his unit was charged by a full assault squad and a full 10-man Terminator squad with unleashed rage on them every turn. It took 42 power fist attacks to take off his three wounds.
Sounds like
with reroll saves.
Storm Raven.
Reroll hits.
Wow.
He lasted in turn, him and his squad, with that assault squad and that Terminator squad for... 2-3 game turns, and he took out every single Terminator in that squad except for one.
The one who crushed his face with the power fist?
No, it wasn't him. It was actually his chaplain that put the last wound on
him. Oh.
Yeah. He didn't get a chance to take out that last Terminator.
I don't know what it is about Marshals, but they always make their points back.
I can already tell you what James' MVP was and what his favorite moment was.
James.
Why? Because he's already told you 5 times.
No, 6, maybe 7.
Okay.
No, his favorite moment was when they announced the scores and it said that he beat Mike.
Number one, James Wolf.
Woo!
Mike.
Okay, we gotta say this. When they announced James's name, so that was like the last thing that was announced, and everybody else that had won something had gone up and walked up the stairs to get on the stage, and they were taking pictures of everybody who won things with what
they
won.
Yeah.
And so James, they call him James, he just walks up to the front of the stage and tries to grab the plaque and walk away. And they're like, no, you gotta come up here and take a picture.
Don't forget he had the shout, too.
The shout?
Didn't you remember him shouting?
No, what did he do?
You're just like, yeah!
Oh, well, yeah, he did cheer.
He deserved it.
He deserved the cheer, yeah. I just thought it was funny. He was like, I'm just going to take it and walk away.
Yeah. And that fake smile. It's like, just fake a smile for the picture.
That's not a smile. It's a grimace, but we'll work with it.
Well, I'm glad you all had fun.
I wish you had been there.
I really wish I could have gone. I was looking forward to it. Oh, well. At least you more money to spend on Adepticon.
Damn work.
Yeah, darn work. Oh, well.
Mike, why didn't you tell me I was going to play against Grey Knights? I wouldn't have gone then.
What?
To save $30.
It was a blast, though. You know you had fun.
I had a great time. It was awesome.
I had a good time.
I will definitely...
Stag and Jake afterward.
Next time I'd like some sleep before we start a tournament, though.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Sleep is for the week.
I don't know. I had fun sitting there with you for like an hour laughing at everything. Mike could sit there and make a noise. We'd giggle.
This reminds me of another trip that we took as a group. Something about laughing and giggling at 3 or 4 in the morning. And
somebody
walking up to us and asking Jack if he could, if he really needed to be talking loud enough for people in China to hear.
Yeah.
To which the answer was obviously a yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember much of that night. I don't know why.
I can remember some of it. I remember it was fun.
That it was.
Yeah, it was. Do you all have anything else to say about Mall and Wall?
It's great. If you all are close to Tennessee and you didn't get to go this year, definitely go next year.
It was a little different because Mall at the Mall literally takes place in the food court of a mall.
Yeah.
So you have people in there shopping, walking by, looking at you, going, what the are they doing?
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Did you have any problem with kids running up trying to play with your stuff?
No, they were pretty good about that.
They watched them, and would even watch your stuff if you need to go get something, so that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's cool. Wasn't much of a food court, though. There was a Chinese place, and...
That was it.
Wasn't there something really far down the mall?
Yeah, there was a cookie stand. That was it.
Their food court was
did
the
they
Chinese
have
place.
Did they have cookie dough?
Cookie dough. All right, anybody have anything else to add?
Nope. Yes, Jack has something that you'd like to add about Mall and the Mall.
I do.
Yes, do you have anything to add?
Tell him about that one thing.
But you wish you could have gone? No? Okay, Jack's gone back to sleep, folks.
And done.
Howdy, howdy, 40K fans. Looking for another serving of your weekly dose of 40K? Then check out the Heroic 28s. This is Cowboy Kenny, and me and my fellow host.
Hi, guys, this is Uncle Buck.
This is Kim Dog Corey.
This is The Stig.
This is Sandman Mike.
Would like to invite you to check us out every other week for tactics.
Oh, no way. No. Rough Riders blow like a Hoover on steroids.
Battle reports.
I did get a game in with you and Corey. We did a Battle Box 3-way. Nothing better than Battle Box 3-way.
Nice.
Hobby tips.
Kind of a little bit of a hobby aspect on this.
Whoa, we're doing hobby? Whoa.
And maybe even a laugh or two.
I was in the Navy, so it was, you know, can you curse, can you tie a knot, are you gay, great, you're a sailor. So I
understand. You can find us at theheroic28s.com or find us on iTunes. Make sure to check us out each episode because you'll never know what you'll hear.
The Thunder Oprah could be fun to play with.
So a couple weekends ago, we had our monthly tournament at the Scabbard, and this month it was a mirror match.
1,500 points, Space Marines.
Yeah.
We talked about the list.
On the last podcast.
On the last podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you all want to say about this? Other than it was really interesting with everybody playing the exact same list. I really enjoyed it because
I played with
models that I probably would never play with.
I'm going to say that I really thought it was a very interesting tournament. I saw quite a bit of the people playing utterly different play styles.
Yeah, I agree.
I have absolutely no love for scouts. Yeah, I really, really have no love whatsoever for scouts. Except for my scouts, because my scouts were probably the MVP for me the entire tournament. But everything else for me failed horribly.
At least your scouts did good.
But my scouts did wonderful. I mean, my scouts killed Terminators. My scouts killed a rhino with a sniper rifle. Yeah, thank God for ending. But it was very different to play stuff that I would never, ever normally play.
How did you end up doing, Duncan?
I took third, James, our buddy James. He took first, again. How'd you end up doing, Seth?
You say you took third?
I took third.
You didn't take third, did you? You took second because
I took
second, third.
That's what it was. Yeah. I was in second. Okay, I couldn't remember. All I know is I got something and that was fine.
Just like the Mall at the Mall, I was at the final table with James, and James proceeds to just stomp me into the ground because apparently I can't roll odds.
You need to stop choking.
Yeah. Apparently I get to the final table. I can play my first two games or however many there are before the final game perfectly fine. I get to the last game and I just screw up.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah, it's just, I don't have enough stamina yet, I guess.
How dare you not get second place by 2 points?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. So, Mike, how'd you do in it?
I didn't play. I ran the thing.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Jack, how did you do in it?
I didn't show up. Oh.
I slept in.
I was asleep.
At least I was out of country.
Betty had an excuse. Where were you?
Tick. Tock.
He's asleep in bed. Staring at me with those dead eyes of yours. He's not going
to
quit staring.
Anyway, so we had a good time, and there will not be a tournament for April because we'll be at Adepticon. Our next one will be in May, so we hope to see everybody out there again. We keep having pretty good turnout, so if we can keep it up, we can keep the prize support coming in.
If GW keeps doing prize support.
If they keep doing it, yeah. Which, as far as I know, they are. I haven't been told.
Still, that's a big if.
That is a big if. I think we'll cover that in the rumors and screw yous from GW. There's been a couple of those. Mm-hmm. But the mention of Adepticon does give us a good moment to lead into tournament prep. What we're doing. What you normally do to prepare yourself for a tournament. What your little personal rituals are. How you act, etc. So, someone other than me take it off, because I don't really want to go into it.
I'll be the first to say, my ritual is, as soon as it gets close, I start to freak out.
Okay.
I worry about everything getting done. I worry about my teammates getting done.
You don't say.
I'm constantly on the phone with them, badgering them about getting their stuff done.
I tried calling you like
he's not times. Lying.
He never talks to me. He doesn't like me no more.
Talked to you 2 days ago.
Oh, you did.
Anyway.
Was it about getting ready for a tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
But, I do that. Majority, I mean, normally I try to start about 3 months ahead of time. It gives me enough time if I'm doing a new army to get together, paint it.
New army.
Mm-hmm. Mike gets a new army about once every week when he walks into a random game store and someone hands him miniatures.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Harvey's does it for my friends.
Yes.
No, he gets it.
And then charges them double to buy it from him.
Gets it for free, then sells it to his friends.
Yeah.
No one likes you.
Oh. I'm starting to notice that.
That's okay.
But luckily this time for the Mall to Mall, I took the same list, took to Mechanicon, and again, the list did really well. So
I'm sensing a pattern of people taking things they already had done.
I may end up taking it to Adepticon, because I've already got so much to work for with Adepticon.
You have nothing.
Tournament stuff is coming along great. Our team tournament stuff is coming along really good. Mine's still done.
Three quarters of it are.
Yeah, mine's done. Jax is getting there. And Betty has started on his, and it's looking really good. Why don't you tell us about it, Betty?
Let's see. I guess I'll just get into the tournament prep stuff in a minute.
Sure. Oh, go ahead. Tournament prep, too.
I'm going to get to it now. You told me to talk about Sons of Medusa, so I'm going to talk about Sons of Medusa. Got in some bits that Duncan and I had ordered. I ordered the steampunk weapons and the bionic bits from Max Mini.
Whereas I just ordered more heads and backpacks because I ran out.
Because I decided Sons of Medusa, who run very, very bionic heavy, I was going to do bionic heavy. Which the only real bionics you can come across in GW's line is the bionic arm that comes with a commander or the Iron Hand Space Marine box set.
Now, you can buy more bits, but you have to get them from Forge World for GW.
Yeah.
And those bits are ridiculously expensive.
So, yeah, I went with Max Mini.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah,
good call.
Let's see. The arms, the legs, everything I could on the Long Fangs is bionic. Everything. Except for the chest, the head, which I'm using the Mechanicum sprue for the lensed eye. Shut up, Jack. I'm using the Sergeant backpack from the Devastator with the all kinds of sensors and everything, and I'm using the missile, 100-kilo missile from the weapons.
Now, let's not forget that you did have to do a little bit of conversion work there, because
yes.
You do have the original Space Marine crotch.
Yes, the original Space Marine crotch was necessary.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Of all the pieces on the Marine, they're not going to go bionic. They're not going to go bionic crotch.
Why not? Maybe would that's your missile.
Do you want a bionic crotch?
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
I do.
If it pleases my woman's yes.
It'll be detachable. It can probably vibrate if you want it to.
Oh.
Sounds like it's time to upgrade.
just don't let the batteries go down. Otherwise, something else will go down.
What do you do to get ready for a tournament, Betty?
I figure out a list and what I need about 2 weeks beforehand. Then about 3 days beforehand to paint it all.
I don't know. I do have to add that every time we've been to a tournament, except for this time, it's always been the day before or the day of that I've actually have a list finalized.
Yeah. I'll say Depticon first year, I was painting guard for the team tournament Friday night.
I think I woke up for the championship. I woke up that morning, made a list, printed it off, and played it for the championship at Depticon last year.
In other words, we all procrastinate.
Yes.
Not me.
What about you, Duncan?
I just go with what I already have done. Luckily, I've been working on the Iron Warriors for almost a year now. Well, no, 6 months now.
6 months to a year.
6 months to a year.
We'll compromise.
No, I like 6 months. Because about 6 months ago is when the old Iron Warriors were stolen.
When they disappeared?
Yeah.
Walked off?
When they walked away. Yeah. They grew legs. Mm-hmm. Not bionic ones.
They already had legs.
Yeah, they did. They crotched them. And a crotch, by gosh.
Mine still have their crotch, dang it.
Yeah. Let's see here. Most of the time, I sit there and I try to crunch numbers to figure out what I like to put into a list. While Mike typically goes in for his standard three rhinos and some support, I'm the kind of guy who always...
Wait, usually goes?
Always goes in for three rhinos and support. I'm the kind of guy who I like having lots and lots of troops. I also like having lots of lean russes.
So you like the support, not the rhinos?
I don't really need the rhinos. I'm just all about the support. Mm. In fact, you know, you can keep the rhinos. I'll just, you know, roll the support. But this year, I'm kind of breaking my regular pattern. I'm not bringing the guard because, hey, look, there's like two of them who are painted. So I'm bringing the Iron Warriors. I played one prep game in total this past several weeks. I was going to take the same thing to a Mechanica or a Mechanica, but Mall in the Mall, but I didn't because I was letting it go. So I figure I'm going to do what I did for Ard Boys. I'm not going to play a single prep game beyond the one I've already played, and I figure I'll do well.
See, the only prep games I usually do consist of Mike handing me a list and say, here, buddy, play this with me.
Typically, what I do to prepare for a tournament, once I've got my hotel done, bought my ticket or what have you, I then badger Jack into driving with me because Lord knows neither one of us want to drive like Mike in an old man. And then we stop at Liquor Barn on the way up there. We leave an hour after Mike does, and we get there an hour before Mike does. So
and somehow it was only like a 30-minute drive, so I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, we actually arrived there before we left Lexington. It's really cool. We're really proud of ourselves. We went back in time.
Right there.
Yeah, it's like warp travel.
It's like when I came back from Japan.
That's all around the sun if you want to travel backward time because you had to do calculations just right.
Just do the old Superman movie did and just keep flying around the Earth and go back in time.
Yeah, reverse the polarity of the gravitation.
Which Superman was that?
I can't remember. It was a horrible one. I watched that movie.
Foe, I think.
I think it was Foe.
Did they give you a 350 to watch it?
And then Quest for Peace.
No.
That one was when you throw the missiles up in the air. So that had to be three, because that's when Lois fell down in a crack.
Wait, which one was the one where he
I know is little Timmy fell in a well and it was over.
Which was the one where he ripped the S off his chest and threw it at someone?
Oh, God. That was four.
Four, yeah, that's four.
I'm concerned that somebody's actually watched the old Superman movies and remembers what was in them, because they were crap.
Yeah, they were.
I really enjoyed the first one.
S!
Oh, no!
The power's all in the suit, man.
that was a horrible movie.
What were you even talking about?
What's going on?
Meanwhile, traveling back in time to get it for you all.
That's
after leaving after you all did.
I don't know. I always ride with Jack.
What about you, Jack? What do you do to get ready for a tournament?
I fill my gas tank up in my truck so I can drive. That's all I do.
Yeah, go Jack, yeah!
And then I get there before you.
Go Jack!
And Betty wished for death on the way there.
Yeah!
That was only the first trip. I was not afraid of your driving. I was afraid of your road rage.
That was okay for when we went up to Ard Boys. Jack didn't have to worry about that. He had me. I had a gun.
But when you see a man pluck his beard out with his hands because he is so angry, you get scared. He had a bald spot in his beard when we got to the hotel in Chicago.
I'm not scared of that.
Bet he was. But then
I saw the giant windmills, and then I was happy again.
What?
What? That is happening. I know what he's talking about, but what has happened? We were talking about prep, now we're talking about windmills.
So but we were talking about Superman.
Over the rainbow.
Giant S.
All right, what do you do?
Quick, Mike, fly around the Earth. Go back in time. Stop us from doing this.
Right, so, gentlemen, this segment we're going to go ahead and talk about tournament prep. Oh. All right, Jack, what else do you do other than fill up your gas tank?
And beat me there.
And stop at the liquor store.
40s.
I thought that was everything.
Generally, here recently, I don't do anything until literally like 2 days before. Never play my list. May then go up there and hope for the best.
Are you me?
I've dropped turning into you. It's horrible.
What about you, Seth?
Been no help.
I don't... Well, the Mall at the Mall was the first real 40K tournament I've ever been at. Because, I mean, it's basically, even though I've been playing for like 15 years, is, you know, playing at
outside the scabbard.
Playing at the scabbard.
What did you do to get ready?
A lot of reading online.
You and your netlist.
What did you read online?
Painting. I had nothing to do with netlist, just reading about 40K and, you know, what people are doing. And because I hadn't played in probably 4 or 5 years.
Dang, you're old.
I don't know. I just trying to get back into the game and figure out what needs to be done, and apparently was over-prepared because I ended up doing well, but...
Here's what you do. Shoot stuff and kill it.
Yeah.
And then join us.
Yes, join us.
I did the basic stuff everybody does. I made a list. I painted it.
Did you check it twice?
Except, I think
was
I
naughty.
Actually played a
Some
bunch of
games. Some tell me they're Dark Eldar, so they had to be naughty.
I actually played a bunch of games, though, because I had no idea what I was doing with them. And I mean, for playing the army for 2 months before the tournament and having to put everything together, I basically painted what I had and played with it.
You were... Ready to you hadn't painted your last model till 10 minutes before I come and picked you up, right?
Yeah. I had one vehicle left to paint that day. I had bought it the night before, put it together and primed it, and then painted it and had it done 10 minutes before Mike showed up at the house.
Okay. Well, I was asking, say
what was it you were painting?
A Ravager.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
I still needed a third one and I don't know. Procrastinated on buying it because I didn't really know whether I wanted to take three or not, and that was going to be the easiest thing to get done.
Okay.
You procrastinate?
What are you doing to prepare for Adepticon?
Nothing.
Woohoo! Go, Sam!
No, you're building your team's table.
Okay, yeah. I am going to build the display board for our team, but since Duncan and James already have all the models and everything we need, I don't have to worry about putting anything together or painting. I just need to be there as a body and play.
What kind of player does that?
The good kind. And besides painting those Dark Angels for the narrative thing, then don't really have a whole lot to do to get prepared.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, we've already played a couple of practice games in the team tournament list, so...
Yeah, and we've hammered our lists out pretty hard.
We're ready to go for that.
Yeah. I think having the theme we're working on with two pre-heresy lists and two pre-heresy armies that both look distinctly different, I think it'll work pretty good. And since James is done with, or pretty much done with his entire set, and I'm almost entirely done, I've got one model to paint and finish, and then I'm done.
Isn't James still really worried about not getting done?
Yes, because James is an accountant, and it's tax season.
Yeah.
So,
I'm about to say, I think he said online that he had a 90-hour work week last week.
Yes. Yeah. That's what happens when you're an accountant, and it's tax season.
This is making mad overtime.
Yeah, true that.
Sure.
So our armies is pretty pretty much done.
Ooh. I have another thing.
Shh, almighty Jack.
Smaller S.
Wait, hold on. Allow me, Jack. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Here's Jack.
If you have a girlfriend or a wife or a fiance and a kid is going with you, find stuff for them to do that's not at the tournament so
yes.
they go away.
Yes.
I don't have this problem.
I love you so very much, honey. Have I told you that your eyes look really pretty right now?
I can't see you, but they look pretty.
Luckily, my wife won't listen to this. Hi, hon. Please don't murder me.
In
my sleep.
Okay. So you can do what me and Duncan did. We give our wife $75 and make them go down downtown Chicago.
Yep. Here you go, hon. Go do something. oh, wait, you don't want to go do something? Here's some friends of ours from Chicago. Go do something with them.
I don't know if I should feel bad or not that I have to deal with this problem.
You should.
You should.
Because that person that you brought home from Japan died in the box. You should probably feel bad.
It wasn't in a box. It was in a trunk. Get it right, Jack.
I told you I was sorry I didn't put air holes in there.
You should have learned from the midget.
You're supposed to put air holes in the box, not in what's in the box.
Of course.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
BR546.
Go ahead and say shit a few more times.
Shit!
So I think that's about it for tourney prep.
No,
anybody else?
There's one more thing. So Seth is building our board. We'll be entirely done. You're working on your board still?
Yes, we're working on our board.
It's the detailed stuff now.
It's details, getting it together. I think it's coming along. It's looking okay.
So I know Betty's working on his Sons of Medusa. Mm-hmm. You're working. You're done with your what?
Exercises. I was done. I may have to make 3 more models now.
Okay.
So you're basically done.
Landing sequence initiated. Drop location confirmed and locked. Stand by for orbital insertion. I'm encrusted in 3, 2, 1.
The 11th Company podcast, dedicated to player strategies and tactics of Warhammer 40K.
The 11th Company provides clean 40K discussion focused on strategies and tactics. Our niche is to provide direct, focused talk about playing the game of 40K, improving your game, expanding your strategies, and exploring rules and tactics.
We're also dedicated to finding perspective by interviewing players and community names from around the world. It's our goal to make sure that you get to listen to the world of 40K for more than just us. We'll also support the 40K community any way we can through other podcasts, events, tournaments, and anything else that will further the hobby.
After all, the 11th Company of the Codex Astartes is the players, and that's who we are.
Our episodes are released once a week every Sunday evening. Our podcast is mostly clean and PG, making them store and older child friendly. You can find us at iTunes, Podcast Alley, at our website, www.tang2.com/11thcompany.
The 11th Company has landed.
And now rumors with Jack.
What's going on, Jack?
So, Jack, the
devil is kind of creepy. Okay, well, I got rumors and news. First thing that everybody's talking about is the new paints. They have redo bases. What's their bases?
They
shades,
have bases, shades,
layers,
dries, glazed, textures, and technicals. Bases are what the foundation used to be. Shades, washes, layers, pretty much the normal colors they had. Dry is a little bit more dry, a little more consistent. That's for dry brushing. Glazes,
from what I heard, is really thick.
Yeah. So I don't even know how to describe glaze. I know what they are, but I don't know how to describe them.
Glazes are just flat matte, shiny matte glosses. Mm-hmm. They're sealants.
Yeah. Texture, that's literally textured paint used for stuff like bases.
Yeah.
Actually got a kind of a
3D. Like stuff you can buy from Vallejo, the pomace.
Yeah, pomace. Mm-hmm. Literally paint with a texture to them. Technical, that's just stuff like
liquid green stuff.
And matte varnish.
So.
But...
And the important thing is, there's more than one shade of pink now.
Yes.
Two.
Every single category they have has a metallic.
There's everything. Is there a pink metallic?
I don't know.
Because that would be really, really creepy.
A little bit.
Really creepy.
I can't remember. How many colors do they have now?
148. The big thing that they have now is IP names.
Yes.
Copyrightable names.
Yeah, Abaddon.
Games Workshop copyrighting. What?
Yeah, there's Abaddon Black, there's Matt Ward Blue.
Phil Carey.
What?
Phil Kelly Pink.
Yep.
Maybe we should have been on the naming team.
So there's one thing I noticed, though. They did not release any new spray paints.
Yeah. Nope. Not surprised by that.
Which, I mean, that's still one area where Army Painter's going to screw them over, is those colored spray paints.
Well, how much is a can of GW... whatever the color spray is.
$15.75.
So it costs a buck more than Army Painter?
Yep.
No,
and it comes in black and white.
No, Army Painter black and white is...
Army Painter black and white.
$10.
$10.
The color is $15.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So you can pay cheaper for black and white there, or still pay cheaper for a color, Army Painter.
I'm happy with Army Painter.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm happy, most happy with Rust-Oleum.
I like Krylon.
Yep.
Okay. When I'm painting a tournament army, I'm going to use Army Painter. Just because it makes things real easy. It looks good.
I'm going to use Rust-Oleum.
So what else is out there?
Okay, more 6th edition, not 6th edition, Cal Space Marine rumors are dropping.
Oh?
Let's see here.
That's not horrible.
That are not horrible. See here, changing the FOC chart like they have been doing the past couple of books.
Much take something, you get unlock a slot.
Yeah, take like a Khorne Berserker Lord, and Khorne Berserkers are scoring, or something like that. Aspects to more demons than just lesser demons and greater demons. See here. Chosen with a jump pack, possessed with wings, chaos assault marines, and then raptors. Raptors are going to be unlocked if you basically take a Night Horde character and then you can unlock them.
Aaron Nabeski Bob must be very happy.
Do what?
The guy who writes the Night Lords books.
Oh, okay. See here, cult troops. Chosen and possessed, get an overhaul. HQ characters may be able to take a unit chosen as a squad upgrade, thereby not taking up an elite slot.
In other words, command squad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possessed lose their randomness, so it's just like a, you know what you're getting when you buy the squad.
You pay for it?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be good.
Yeah. I don't know, but, okay, they just had Dark Eldar come out with witches and, well, anything with combat drugs, and that was random. So you really think they're going to change what the possessed had, or...
Well, no one used the possess.
Because their stuff was gimped. It was useless.
I don't know. They usually just keep, you know, following the same pattern, so I wondered if they were actually going
to
change.
The one thing that stuck out to me, though, was the whole expanding the demons inside the Chaos Space Marines, which just makes me ask where they're going to draw the line between where the Chaos Space Marine Codex is and where the demon is.
I hope they don't.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
This is what they wrote on it, is examples given about the possess. Was the Ogre Kingdom's Man-Eaters who picked their abilities from a list before the game.
Okay.
See here, Alpha Legion, if you take them, grant infiltration to their transports.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
This is submission is nerfed to be in line with the version in the Demon Codex.
Just
1d6. Sonic weapons options are tested for Dreadnoughts and Predators, including some heavier new Sonic Tank Busters. Pocket Slice released for Chaos in the near future. An autocannon toting flyer mentioned. And then going back to that leaked fake copy of 6th Ed, there have been multiple people talking about different levels of internal warrior still.
I'm wondering if they're going to rewrite the flash like they wrote Pavane, where it says vehicles are not effective, but walkers can be affected as normal, as they can dance.
Well, everything can dance.
Yeah.
Just not me.
I always thought it was funny to make a walker dance. I just want to take that just once I can do that.
See here, then we got Autumn of Flyers instead of Summer of Flyers from
No. I was suckered by that last year.
Wait, the fall
I was confused by Jack, this
Jack,
year.
The Fall of Flyers? That doesn't seem right.
Autumn of Flyers.
I like Fall of Flyers better.
Okay, well, since everybody's yelling at me about this, it's supposed to be the first supplement for 6th Ed.
You know, that's something I have a problem with.
Okay.
6th Ed is coming out this year.
We know for sure it's coming out now because they're telling all, GW's telling all its tournament people to prepare for 6th Edition for anything after the summer.
Yeah. Like Feast of Blades?
Like Feast of Blades, Mechanicon.
Mechanicon.
A lot of those are pulling up.
A lot of those. There's more than two.
Yeah,
we're just not very process people.
The reason we know that... Yeah, what was I going to go with? So it was actually something kind of important.
Chicken pizza.
No, I can't remember. Oh, well.
The reason that you know it's something?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
No, because you really don't know it.
Yeah, I can't remember it anymore.
Something about Flyers in 6th edition.
Oh, yeah. The reason that I highly doubt that the Summer of Flyers is going to, or the Autumn of Flyers is going to come out as a supplement right after 6th edition is because they're really not going to want to have people having to buy 6th edition and then have to go out and buy something else 6 weeks or 2 months later.
Flyers aren't exactly the smallest, cheapest model.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And buying another supplement for a game that's just come out is really going to kind of affect
it. Are there any Flyers that are less than $57.25?
No.
Fantasy came out. A couple months later, Storm Magic came out.
Yes, but Storm Magic is basically Apocalypse for fantasy.
No, Storm Magic really. Storm Magic was quite a while after 8th edition, though. It was like a year.
Was it a year?
It was about there, yeah.
See, that I could see.
See, I don't think it was that long.
That I could see. Not immediately right on the heels of it. Because right on the heels of it, it just feels like you're trying to screw people out of more money. Mm-hmm. Now, a new Space Marine Codex, a new Space Marine Codex right on the heels of it, yeah, I can see that. Because you're going to need that. Mm-hmm. A new Chaos Codex, yes, please. But another expansion for it, it just doesn't really make sense to have right after 6 that comes out.
It was at least a year because I had Fantasy after 8th edition came out, and I took Fantasy Deathcon last year, and Storm Magic wasn't out yet.
Okay.
We have that Forge World Mosaic with the Storm Eagle.
Stormbird?
Stormbird. That's a different
Storm thing. Eagle.
Storm Eagle, which is a variation of the flying...
The Storm Raven.
Storm Raven, flying chicken.
Why was it a mistake?
Because they actually put up the stuff online, and people found it, and then they took it down, and then they made a breaking news flash going, look what we have now that's going to be on sale in the beginning of April.
Yes, they got scooped by other people on their own website, which is what kind of made it funny.
It made me laugh.
So since they made the mistake, they're like, oh, now we're going to go...
Look what we're going to do! Breaking news! I'm signed up for the Forge World news thing. Literally, like, on Monday, I don't know the exact dates, get their normal weekly, hey, look what we got. Look, you know, new Marines, this, and blah, 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 that. And the very next day after I read and posted a thing up on the blog about the Storm Eagle, breaking news! Look what we're going to put out April 1st!
So we scooped them.
Yeah.
Woohoo! We scooped Forge World.
Along with everybody else.
Yeah.
Next thing, and this is more a congestion that we're going to talk about, and I'm surprising this on everybody so we can have this. In the latest edition of White Dwarf is a section for an expansion for 40K called Death World Battle Missions. It's written by Phil Kelly. And from it, keep in mind, this is Tasty Taste saying this. No, this is not my congestion, this is Tasty Taste. He's saying Death War missions are written by Phil Carey, so 6th Ed is going to be written by Phil Kelly. Death War missions can end on turn 4, so 6th Ed games can end on turn 4. Death War missions have random mission effects, so 6th Ed will have random effects. Death War missions have fantasy style you go, I go deployment of units, so 6th Ed will have the same thing. Death War missions are more just troops as scoring units, so 6th Ed will have the same thing. Now, this is all conjecture saying that they don't want to, going back to what you said, releasing a supplement
Yeah.
They're not going to release a new a supplement and then change everything when 6th Ed drops.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
So, is there some truth in some of this speculation?
How will we know? I mean, we haven't seen 6th Ed yet.
I don't like a game ending on turn 4.
No,
that does not give us enough time to do.
I busted open one of those and looked at the missions, and I didn't really think there was that big of a deal.
See them holding, using this as a way to possibly hold us over if they push it back into late summer for 6th Ed instead of May, but I really don't see the game ending in 4 turns. I don't see that.
I'm worried about 6th edition.
How so?
I don't know, I wonder how much is going to change the game.
Well, a lot. Obviously, it's going to be a different edition.
Yeah. I mean, it's important that it does that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, like, suck, though.
So what you're saying is you don't want 6th Ed to suck.
I don't want to suck.
What he's saying is he doesn't want to adapt.
You already do, Mike.
He wants to keep it the way it is so he can play his easy button.
To keep his 3 rounds in
support. So, everybody here... Well, not everybody here. Not everybody plays fantasy. Does everybody play fantasy?
I know everybody here owns at least some fantasy.
Yeah. One of the big complaints in the tournament scene right now of fantasy is that it's not... The game can be swayed too much by literally one lucky die throw in the magic phase.
Oh, yes, it can.
And so people aren't playing it in tournament nearly much because one die throw and suddenly you're either A, beating somebody in the head, or B, getting...
Then again, it was just like this in 7th where one unlucky die throw and there goes...
Wizards. I'm just using
These games are always going to be able to be swayed by one lucky roll.
I know, but bear with me now. Since GW's getting rid of Ardboys,
yeah,
which we will discuss in a minute.
Withdrawing support from game stores.
From tournaments. Yeah, the tournament scene. They've canceled their tournament scene after this year.
They've changed the way that they're doing the price support for stores, though.
Yeah, they have.
Do you think they're gearing up because they don't like the whole entire tournament scene?
I don't know why they would do that. They'd be a horrible business move.
Games Workshop has always said their game is a beer and pretzels game.
They've never liked the tournament scene.
Yeah, they've never liked the tournament scene. They never had a tournament scene in second edition. The tournament scene came into being halfway through third, and only because people were starting to do it from them, and GW was like, we'll go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. I think that the real impetus behind the tournament scene was the two guys who used to work for GW who were like 20, 30-year people who just recently got sacked.
I'll say they were sacked. They weren't.
From what I understand, they were fired.
Any idea what for?
Maybe they told Matt Ward he sucked. Maybe they found Cassador and kicked him in the sack for doing the Chaos Codex. Who knows? I mean, honestly, I don't think anybody's going to know for a long time.
I think even if they do stop pulling their tournament support, I don't think tournaments will stop.
No.
No.
There's too many people out there who love them.
I say 40K players are much too competitive.
Oh, I love going to tournaments. It's so much fun. I mean,
you love your second place.
So, okay, seriously, focus for a second.
Yes.
So, if they write the rules in 6th Ed, how much more work are tournament organizers going to have to do to make them playable in tournaments if they are set up to screw tournaments? Because the whole entire game ending on turn 4, like in that New Ultimate, that can be fixed. Oh, game's going to end on turn 6, or they can keep the whole entire randomness that we have now of 5, 6, or 7. But what else do you think they could put into the rule set that the tournament organizers have to deal with?
I can't really think of much they can actually write to the rules that will screw over a tournament.
That'd be really, really hard to do without screwing over their player base.
I say most things that you're going to handicap tournament organizers are going to handicap all the players equally.
Yeah, like any game. Like
most things, there will be exceptions.
All you're going to see, I think, maybe is they'll develop their FAQs a little more. You know, just compensate for whatever they do in 6th edition that messes something up.
The tournaments will?
Yeah.
So you got the in-app, it's always going to be out there. Because, I mean, that's not connected to GW in any way, right?
True.
And the in-app's awesome.
I love it. I'm just trying to figure out, just getting myself mentally prepared in case something crazy come down the pipeline.
I can see GW pulling all their support, but I can't see them going out of their way to alienate their player base.
Have you seen what they did to Australia?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't exactly walk over to Australia to say, oh, we love you so much. Here, have a hug. I mean, they made it to where it's cheaper for Australians to buy Forge World than it is to buy GW.
Serious?
Yeah. It's now legal for the supplier in Northern Hemisphere to sell to the Southern Hemisphere. And the only places that they're really selling to in the Southern Hemisphere was Australia, because nobody in Africa playing it. They're too busy.
No one in South America?
Yeah.
They're too busy starving in Africa. Yeah.
And they're too busy doing coke in South America.
Dying from malaria because they're spending all their disposable income to get mosquito nets.
Yeah.
And South America, we have flies there just to give you the built-in disease. They don't have time to play 40K.
We in America are not stereotypical of other continents whatsoever.
No, we're a very unique nation and culture in the fact that, A, we're American and therefore better than everybody else.
Oh, my God. You were going to say that. Why did I know you were going to say that?
Because it's me.
Please
don't take offense, foreign listeners. We like you all just as much as you deserve.
We have 400 listeners?
Apparently, like two of them. Maybe three, I'm not sure.
Really?
Duncan.oldman@bpr6.com.
Get off my lawn!
Get off my cannon!
My mommy said a baby.
I don't think GW is going to try to pull out everything with the tournament, because they said is that they're going to be doing something else with the tournament. I think, what I personally think they're going to be doing, I think they're going to be bringing out a tournament that incorporates everything. Incorporates the game itself and painting.
So in other words, sure. If you're rogue traders.
So where are they going to hold these? Where are they going to hold these tournaments at?
Probably in their local stores again.
Oh, great! So there's like, you know, one in Chicago, one.
So
in,
you mean Ardpool?
No.
He said their local stores.
Oh.
So one in Chicago, one in what is it? Memphis.
Memphis.
One in Memphis.
One
in
Memphis.
Well, one, they may still do
one in Chicago.
One in California. I could see
one in California. One in Memphis.
I could see
maybe Chicago.
And then California.
Oh, maybe in Memphis.
And then there's a Chicago one.
So your point is there are three.
I thought there was four.
I think there's four.
Four.
Because then there's like one in like Massachusetts or
Massachusetts.
Like no, there's one in Chicago.
What is Massachusetts?
I don't know.
It's how Jack, Mike Jack talks.
Mike Jack?
Mike Jack.
Oh, my feet. What are you doing, Mike?
I think he's trying to prove a point.
You were saying.
No, I think we beat that into the ground. Are there any other rumors?
Let me finish.
Or
okay.
News?
Okay. Gonna cost you $5.
I'm done.
Go ahead and finish, Mike. Because we'd like to actually hear not what you have to say.
From what their announcement said, they're bringing something else out that will incorporate the entire game. Not just building a huge up list and pounding your opponent into the ground.
Yeah,
they want to have it more like tournaments you go to now where...
So like I said, rogue trader kind of thing?
Yes, you would actually get a painting score and stuff like that. Because that's why they brought that new line of paint. And they want everybody to...
I do like Betty's comment. It's like, wow, they get rid of
the paint.
The
main non-paint needing tournament rod as they release their new paint line.
Yeah, that is kind of an interesting thing. I'm kind of upset. I know a lot of people on the internet, and probably some listeners, are not upset at all that they canceled Art Boys, because all it really did was encourage Great Plastic Armies like Guard to roll around on the table, buy more stuff than they needed, and beat face with no comp. No sportsmanship and no soft scores whatsoever.
Do we know any people like this?
Yeah, we pretty much know several people like this. And truthfully, I'm happy with the way our boys was. I liked it. Because I like having zero comp, zero sportsmanship, zero paint requirements. And I like making it as mean and nasty list as possible. Do I think something else needs to step into its place? Yes. Do I think it has to be GW sponsored? I don't know. I think that if GW doesn't do something like this, they're just, and if they cut sponsoring to tournaments, I think they're just opening the door up for people like Chapter House, Max Minion, and the third-party retailers to get together and say, hey, GW may have canceled, but we'll sponsor. Here you go. Have some free stuff.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, looking back on it, you can kind of see that GW is kind of winding down on our boys when you look at how much effort they put into it last year.
Yeah.
How much thought was putting into those scenarios?
Not at all.
The fact that they completely misspelled something.
No.
Yeah, the fact that they left out rules for missions.
The fact that they...
No season initiative!
They what? Just changed the missions twice?
Yeah. And then they had problems with the locations for this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish they hadn't canceled it, but you could tell something was coming.
Oh, yeah. I say, when you look at 2 years ago, all the effort they put into it then last year. So,
yeah. You know, I was actually happy with how it went last year.
I mean, you may be happy, but we can tell they didn't put as much effort into it.
Oh, no, they could tell.
They are officially continuing Game of Thrones every year, though.
Game of Thrones?
Not Game of Thrones, sorry.
Throne of Skulls,
yes. Now it will be not an invitational, but you can buy a ticket and go down to Memphis and play while Jervis Johnson watches and scolds you and tells you you're a horrible person for bringing more than two things with the same thing.
For bringing more than two Lean Dresses?
You brought a competitive list. You're a horrible person. Thanks, Jervis. Go back to being bald.
All right.
This is not in the spirit of the game.
Now for our other news and rumor, THQ came out talking about Dark Millennium Online.
God, that was mine.
It's no longer.
This is Jack's rumor corner.
MMOP. It's going to be it's going to be a first person shooter.
No, it's going to be an RPG.
Yeah.
RPG first person shooter.
It's going to be like Diablo.
It's going to be a Memorpica.
Oh no, it went from being interesting to sucking in my book.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it because I wanted to ride around in the Titan and stomp people.
They didn't want to have to provide the support that an MMO... They didn't want to put out
They'll packs. Provide the Rhinos, but not support.
Well, they didn't want to put out the packs of stuff to keep people interested in in-game. They wanted it to be a game you could get to the end of it and beat it, and that be the end.
Yeah, like they wanted...
Like so then they could make a new game so that you would buy it.
They wanted to make Dawn of War again.
Basically.
I say, once they got the...
The way this looking is going to be more like I said, Diablo. If anybody's out there to play Diablo, you know that you could play your game, but then you could go online and play with your friends.
Why would anyone play a GW game when Diablo 3 is coming out in May, though?
Well, because it's...
I'm still waiting for StarCraft 2's expansions. Let me know when those happen.
I hate Diablo with a passion.
This is why you're a terrible person, Jack.
I'm going to stick with just painting GW miniatures and not buying another GW video game, because I've bought 5 or 6 GW video games and only 2 of them have been worth a darn. The rest have been horrible.
I've bought all of them except for the first Dawn of War and all 6 expansions.
Shadows of the Horned Rat.
Because I am not paying for any of those expansions.
No,
in addition to Dawn of War.
I don't blame you. Do we have any more rumors?
That's rumors news.
Empire came out.
Empire.
No one here plays Empire, so woo.
Yeah. Anybody else got news?
I bought the plastic Hellcannon, or the new Finecast Hellcannon.
How's that?
I will never want to put that thing together again. I absolutely hated every second of it.
It's not news or rumors.
I don't care. I hated that model. I hated it.
It's news. Don't buy it. Do not buy it. Do not buy the new
flashing, bike. Warped wheels.
Finecast. It's Finecast. What do you expect?
Go ahead.
If it was not for the fact that you could so easily warp resin back, I would have just given up on that model and thrown it in the trash.
Wow, that is bad. I'm going to buy the new Demogryph Knights. Just because I don't care about the Demogryphs, I just want the Knights.
Are they fine cast or plastic?
I don't know. I don't care. I hope they're plastic. Because if they're plastic, they'll be awesome. I'll turn them into something.
5 seconds and I can look up.
I think they're plastic because I think the price was like 50 cents for 3.
Yeah.
Well, it could be fine cast.
GW. Forge World. And the latest shipment of stuff that they send out to people. Their stuff, instead of being in little plastic Forge World bags,
they're in clamshells.
They're in clamshells like the fine cast.
Yep.
And they changed the resin formula.
Yeah, the fine cast.
Yep. So now when you're ordering Forge World,
you're ordering fine cast.
Plastic. Fine cast.
Oh, plastic Demigrant.
But on the flip side of that,
3 for $55.
Boom!
On the flip side of that, though, they're coming packaged already with a UPC code bar on the back of it.
So does this mean they might be putting them out in the stores?
Yes, hopefully.
That would be nice.
Because if they're going through all the effort of putting in plastic clamshells, change the formula to maybe a cheaper type of resin, and giving each one an independent UPC code.
I'm fine with cheaper Forge World being bought in the store. If I can speak.
So am I. I'm fairly certain a lot of people would be.
That would make rebuilding my guard so much easier.
Yeah. It would make getting a Hydra a lot easier.
Yeah. And that's all I can really think of for IG, because most of the artillery components...
Yeah, we don't need it. They suck. Maybe go to Lehman Russ and be happy.
I was about to say, the tank... Well, the GW's got all the plastic tank variants now, so no point forging on that one either.
Yeah, true.
Anything else, Jack?
That's all I got.
Mike?
That's all I have. Jack took the one I had.
Yeah. Anything for you?
Nope.
Well then, fine. I'll say this is the news that I have, because I do have one highly important announcement. The Forge World special limited edition event only miniature this year sucks.
The end. Sucks.
It's an enforcer with a shock maul and a puppy. Yeah, I don't care.
He's pretty gay looking.
Yeah, it's not something I'm going to buy.
I'm glad when I would try to order 2 of them, they told me no.
Yeah, I'm very glad as well, because I now don't want to buy one.
I was going to say, how much is it for now?
$20.
I'll skip it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, buy last year's. Yeah.
Yeah.
For $36.
I'll say, the cool space marine with the hammer and steel, or if you feel like, for some reason, a bolter.
It's a common belt. Yeah.
It's a common belt, that's important.
Oh, I never really looked at it close. I was like, I'll never use this.
Yeah.
Hammer, shield, I'm fine.
Go hammer, go hammer, go!
Go hammer.
See you on the flip side.
Fly ass! Yes. That's. Okay, that's been it with rumors and check. Yeah. And now Mike's gonna try and play a soundbite if he can.
Soundbite fail.
Apparently he cannot.
That was rumors with Jack. Oh, God.
And now, 40K lore. With Duncan.
Alright, kill the music, Jesus. Okay. Let's see here. Something to dig out of the old crackpot lore archives here.
Well, last week we talked about something from last time we talked about Oleanus Pius. Before that, we talked about Cypher. So let's talk about the Sensei and the Illuminati.
What?
The Sensei and the Illuminati.
This is 40K, right?
This is 100% 40K. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. The Sensei, they are the sons and daughters of the Emperor. Not like Primarchs. These are human beings born literally the regular, old-fashioned way of the Emperor got funky with the, with Celestine or something like that. We're not certain what.
Quite literal children of the Emperor.
They are children. Biological children of the Emperor. They're also immortal. For the most part, they're also alpha-level psychers, which is about as high as you can get and still be not an open warp gate to an open gate to the warp.
Not be the Emperor.
Yeah, and not be the Emperor. They are hunted by the Inquisition because they are viewed as dangerous because,
it's the Inquisition.
It proves that the Emperor was not always 100% divine, and because it's the Inquisition. Certain parts of the Inquisition would like to take all of the Sensei, gather them all up, and then kill them right in front of the Emperor, and basically sacrifice them by feeding them to the psychic corpse god, and they think that would bring him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
By eating all of his children, they think he will be reborn.
In essence, gather up his essence.
Yeah. Another one thinks that in doing so, they will actually free the Emperor's essence and allow him to move on and become a fifth Chaos God.
The Star Child.
Yeah, the Star Child. Yeah, the Star Child is basically he stops being alive, the Golden Throne shuts down, and the Emperor ascends unto
the warp. To become an entity to rival the Chaos Gods. To become an anti-warp. In essence, him and his, just him, being able to rival the four Chaos Gods in power.
On his own, without being fettered to the chair. Now, would that mean the Imperium falls?
They lose the Emperor's...
Probably. They'd probably lose the Emperor's Tarot.
They lose the Astronomicon.
Yeah.
They definitely lose that.
But, in doing so, would the warp become safer for navigators? Probably. In doing so, would the Emperor be awake enough to realize, oh God, what have you done to my government? What have you done to my empire? You screwy, screwy sumbitches.
I say, because anyone that knows what the Emperor truly wanted, if he were to come back now...
Yeah, if he were to come back now, he would pretty much burn everybody at the stake.
Yes.
Because he's the Emperor, and he never wanted to be worshipped as a god, and now they worship him as a god.
He wanted almost nothing.
If they kill him,
doing now.
He's strong enough to come back.
Is he?
Well, that was the whole point originally. All the shamans in the world killed themselves at once, went into the warp, became one being, and came back as the Emperor.
That's another thought.
Is that in doing so, would he be reborn back onto the mortal plane?
To become another Emperor.
Yeah, maybe.
He's done it before.
No, he did not do it before. He did it when they all killed themselves to become him. But
he's
in doing so, they entered the warp. He's been alive for thousands of years.
Yeah. He's been alive since, 5,000 or so B.C.?
Yeah.
Well, before that, before the Chaos Gods got strong enough to feed on the shamans, when they would die, they would come back to life.
Yes.
Every time.
But you'll notice they stopped coming back to life
because
the Chaos Gods were
feeding
them.
Because the Chaos started eating them.
Yes.
That's why they all killed themselves at once, and their energy became strong enough
to become
ward
the
off
yes.
the Chaos Gods and come back as
yes.
the
but
Emperor.
The Chaos Gods are much stronger than they used to be.
Yeah.
Are they?
And there's a new Chaos God, Slaanesh.
Slaanesh was still very, very young.
Slaanesh didn't exist yet. Because Slaanesh
came into existence
somewhere right around 10,000.
Yes.
When the warp finally broke and ate the Eldar in the fall.
Yes.
Is the Emperor strong enough to become another god? Maybe.
Or
is he going to become reborn as another emperor? Who knows? It's 40K's Imperium endgame is the Emperor dies because of the Star Child or Cypher stabbing him with a sword or what have you, and he's either reborn as another emperor or goes on to become a new god manifest.
Something happens.
Nobody knows.
Hmm.
King's Workshop doesn't know. Maybe in 30, 40 years, on his deathbed, Jervis Johnson will whisper to Andy Chambers and go,
Rosebud.
Yeah, who knows? We're not really sure.
Rosebud.
Maybe he'll go Roblox Girly Man. I don't know.
Imperial in the fall, Imperial state, Emperor's God, Emperor gets eaten by chaos.
Yeah, no one knows.
World ends done.
The other part of that is the Illuminati.
Mm.
The Illuminati are all, once again, alpha level psychers, very powerful psychers who have all been possessed by a demon. And then, through sheer force of their own will, driven the demon out of their minds and bodies. And because of that, they are huge anti-psyker or anti-demon beings.
And we're not talking like lesser demon.
We're talking like
servants themselves.
We're talking like Skull Taker showed up, entered this guy's body. This guy kicked Skull Taker in the sack and sent him packing.
Hmm.
That's the level of demons infesting.
Personal servants of the Chaos Gods.
Yeah. These guys are all, once again, as I said, huge, huge psychers. And they're basically giant Chaos Bane. They show up and cults vanish. The Imperium, however, hunts them because they don't work for the Imperium. And they don't really like the Ecclesiarchy, the Mechanicus cult. They don't really like any of that. They pretty much do their own thing entirely. And some of them have become Inquisitors. Some of them have become High Lords of Terra. But, once again, it's all part of the end game for the Imperium.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they'll get together with all the Sensei and either become the first Imperial demons or angels or what have you. But they're basically supposed to be the Emperor's first line of things when he ascends. So there you go. Duncan's 40K Lore Corner. The end.
The end of the Imperium.
The end of the Imperium. Every race has its own end game.
Except
for the Tau. Because their end game is pretty much being eaten by Terranets.
Friggin' blue commies.
Yeah. But as it is, every race has an end game. That's the Imperium's.
Yes.
And that was 40K Lore with Duncan.
Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for tonight. A little slow tonight. We've not got all that much going on. We've got a lot of prep we're still working on. So,
and someone wants to go home and watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, someone wants to go watch Game of Thrones. I'll call that as Mike. But for Episode 8, Battle Plan Roll 6s, this has been Duncan.
Betty.
Seth.
Mike.
And Jack. Wish you all a good night.